Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't I sound just like her?
Yes, but without the English accent.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. I love English accents. Hi, Angels. Guy and I are on the show tonight, and I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited to be with my friend. I'm grateful to have her. And you know what I love about you, Di, is no matter what you feel like or what I feel like, we always show up in most cases, unless it's a Super Bowl.
We do.
And we're going to cancel. We're going to cancel the show with Super Bowl.
There's
so,
nothing that a bottle of wine can't fix.
Exactly. I am agreeing with you on that. So, but on that note, you know, I talk to a lot of women. I talk to a lot of men, too. And unfortunately, they're never, you know, for my men, most of the time they're somebody else's men, and that's okay too. Or what the woman wants the man, or the man, and the man is being plain hard to get. Have you ever had that happen where you're like wanting a guy to text you, to call you, to be with you, and he's just not doing it? Have you ever checked the phone numerous, like, I'm telling you something right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, I think we've all,
yeah.
I'm sure we've all done that. I don't. Hopefully there's not one person out there who hasn't done that because they've got a really big, huge ego.
I know, God bless them. I'm really, you know,
yeah.
So I appreciate that. So, ladies, you know, have you ever been watching He's Just Not That Into Me and in the process of crying because he's not called, you know, during the times where she's wanting him, you know, in the movie, he's just not that into you or whatever, however it goes. I watched that movie. I just don't like that movie.
I love that
but
movie.
Anyway.
I love that movie.
I've been there myself. But anyway, so you guys, ladies, you listening, you've been there and the guy's just not calling you, he's just not texting you, and you want him to. And maybe he's just not that into you. Well, I think men have ways to attract them to you, attraction factors. I think that was the way it was described to me. And so I'm going to give you
like
a couple
that.
Things here. Attraction factors. Is that not great? Okay. So,
oh, I thought you said
attractors.
Doctors.
Yeah, right?
I thought you said
the doctors. Like,
I want one of those. Where can I go? Are they an MD?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so attraction factors. And, you know, one thing that men like is to protect and to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I've never met a man like that. Well, they're all wired like that.
Yeah.
You know, in their DNA or their cellular memory, whatever you want to call it. I just think they're just wired like that. And I always tell women, I go, do not chase him. But you got to give him a little bit. So the first one is provide and protect. And what I did, okay, and I was telling Diane this, is that women, we had a little fun with this, and women sent me their text and their you know, they sent the text. And I'll give you an example of one right, you know, in the next couple of minutes. You know, they sent their text to, you know, that they needed help with something to the guy that they wanted to connect with, and he responded. And so let's talk about that. So I have a young lady. She wanted the guy to call her and wanted him to text her, and she was waiting and waiting and waiting, and he's not texted her. Maybe, no, I'm sorry. She says, I'm looking here. She goes, he texted me twice, and you know, and we were supposed to go out, but he's not called me yet. And I said, you know what? I go, I get that. So here's the deal. Just say, hey, you know, I really need your help with something. And she goes, well, what am I going to help, what I need help with? And I said, well, let's figure that out. So she needed help. She was writing a paper, and she's in school and getting a second degree. And so she called him and asked his help for something with her paper. And because he, you know, he's a guy, and she said she needed a guy's opinion. Now, did she really need a guy's opinion? No, but she wanted that guy to ask her out. So she said, she said, dear Steve, and she said, I'm reading now, I'm writing a paper and for a class, and I need a guy's opinion. Would you mind? And, you know, take about 2 minutes, and I can text you the question. So she texted him the question. He texted back, and he said, yes, he would do it. He texted back, said, and gave her the answer, okay? So she goes, oh, thanks, you know, and it was still 2 days before they were supposed to go out. So anyway, so then the other one is the guy doesn't, he doesn't want rejection, and believe it or not, so protection, providing protection, and providing our help. So find a way to ask for his help, you know? You know, I've done that myself. Listen, you know, how can I talk to, you know, how can I got to do a show on you know, white guys like men with whatever, long legs or runners or whatever, you know, or something. And so I've gotten an opinion before, and I really needed the opinion. I don't lie, and I don't make things up. My client did a little bit, but, you know, she asked for his help. She let it go then. And then, so men don't like to be rejected, ladies. I got to tell you, they fear it as much as we do. And, you know, and I went, you know, I remember going on a first date with a guy, and him, I could feel he was nervous as much as I was nervous, right? I don't know, Di, have you ever felt that way, been nervous on a date the first time, first date?
Oh, definitely. Usually you are.
Okay.
Unless you, you know, unless you're really familiar with them. But when it's kind of new and you're still, you know, trying to get to know them, I think most people are nervous, you know. Probably you can't make a very good impression unless you are a little bit nervous.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or maybe you're at a party and you see a guy you like and, you know, and he's afraid, you know, he's looking at you and like you may be hot, or he may think you're hot and you're like, oh, I'm PMSing, I'm just, you know, we all go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you handle that? And so one of the things that you can do, and this is from another friend of mine, she goes, you know what I do? She goes, you know, and I find a way to turn the conversation to phone numbers. And she goes, the other night I was at a party, and she's at a birthday party, and she goes, I saw this really hot-looking guy. And she goes, I looked good. I told myself that, but I really feel like it. She goes, I wanted him to ask for my number. And so I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I have friends of mine that are guys that are super nervous to ask for a girl's number. What do you think? Does that ever happen to you? And she told him the story of a guy, you know, and he says, yeah. She goes, it can be a little awkward. And she goes, I get you. So anyway, they're laughing and joking because they opened the door, they talk. And he goes, I'm going to text you. And they're laughing, right? She goes, I'm going to text you my number now, and you'll have it. She goes, no. She goes, that's cool. I'll have your number, but I would rather you text me when you're ready, okay? And
right.
That way,
yeah.
Okay, so what she did was she handled the rejection, right? So she goes, no, I'm not going to ever call a guy because, you know, you and I have a friend of mine, Kimberly. You know her. Maybe. I'm not sure if you've met her. But she says, oh, I never call guys. Well, that's going to shut a guy down. But if you say, you know what? I'm going to give you my number, and you text me when you're ready. And that way you're not shutting them down, okay? Right, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Get that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you are, you're also keeping the door open for him to, you know, when he's ready to text you. And he knows it's okay to text you because you're not saying, oh, come hunt me down, right, or come chase me. But you're also making it a little bit like, hey, when you're ready, just text me, and if I'm available, I'm going to text you back. Okay, so therefore it's not so, you know, desperate. And then you can be watching, he's just not that into me, realizing that he's not.
Right, in the meantime, you can watch, he's just not that into me. Well, so you don't look desperate. That will keep every woman from looking desperate if she watches that movie. And turn that movie on when you feel inclined to call some guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Who doesn't seem to express interest. You know, it's one thing if a guy expresses his interest, and, you know, then that's okay to call him. But, I mean, if you can tell he's just not, you know, for some reason, he said he called, but he's not calling, and maybe he lost my number. And, you know, I mean, all those things that character does. People have got, you know, you go through that in your own mind, and you think, oh, well, conveniently, I'll just bump into him, or I'll just, you know, find a reason to see him or find an excuse to call him, and he doesn't want to hear from you.
Yeah, right. Let me return that Sunoco or that Exxon pen that I borrowed from him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie is great. Well, she had it perfect. She goes, no, here's my number, and you text me when you're ready. So that way, couple things, she's handling the rejection, and we can all do this because men are afraid of being rejected. And I have another lady that, how she handled it, she goes, you know what, I always answer calls, I always answer texts, and if I don't want to see someone, I'll never give them my number. And so the guy's like, and the guy said, she goes, do you want my number? And she goes, so she handled it with humor. And he says, yeah, I was like afraid to ask you, you know, but she's a direct person. So the other one did it a different way. But what I'm saying to you guys is that that's two attraction factors right there. Rejection, he's afraid of it. provide protection and you know, protection and what was the other one? I can't remember now, but it doesn't really matter. You guys got it, you can listen to it again. I'm trying to give you guys some real stuff here. And then the third one is making him chase you, but not making him hunt you down, right? You know, oh, I like the guy to always call me first, you know. Yeah, so, you know, you go, hey, I'm not, you know, call me when you're ready and that kind of thing. So here's the deal. I've got one here. She's saying, hey, I'm available. Her text is from him. He goes, you know, I always try to call you past couple of days, and you always say you got to run. And lots of laughs. And her response back to him was like, I don't have to run, I'm just super busy. And he goes, okay, when do you have time to see me? And she goes, okay, how about this time? He goes, that doesn't work. And she goes, hey, this time. And so they found a time that works. But what she did is she said, made him wait a little bit, you know what I mean? For a couple of days, right? Because she's watching the movie
kind of hard to get.
Over and over again. Yeah.
So, it's pretty hard to get a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plain hard to get, but not impossible to get. Hard to get is okay.
Right.
Impossible to get is not okay. Okay. And ladies,
you want to be
there right now.
Go ahead.
I want to hear this. No, please. I was just saying,
you want to be a challenge, but you don't want to make them hire private detectives to find you. You know.
Yeah, right.
Try to play a little bit hard to get, but not impossible to find.
I Googled you and I couldn't even find your name. Huh, good figure. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So those are a couple of things though. I mean, you know, myself it's like, you gotta remember if the guy is not, you know, if you're waiting for him to call you and you're checking your purse and you know, checking your phone, you ever done that before or you had a special.
Right.
Maybe
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't hear it.
You keep looking at your phone thinking, did I miss a call? You know, because sometimes cell phones, and mine does that to me all the time up in the mountains, it won't ring when someone's calling me. And then, like 20 minutes later, I see this voicemail missed call thing and it hasn't gone off. And then it's like, oh, shoot, how long ago did this person try to call me? So you do, you know, people, you know, when you're single and you're hoping somebody will call, you keep checking your phone thinking, oh, did I actually turn the ringer off? Maybe that's why my phone hasn't run.
Yeah, you know, and it's so true. And you know, ladies, I mean, you got these, you know, that provide protection and you know, for you and helping you. Guys love to do that, okay, because they're wired like that, you know. And the thing is, just asking for help for something, you know, and asking their opinion. And help may not be, but asking, men always like to give their opinions, right? You know, or you go, hey, I'm not sure the best way to get somewhere, you know. If you have an idea, because you're living in the same city, if it's a long-distance relationship, probably not the best thing to say. But if you're, how do I get here? Do you know anything about how to get here? Or, you know, asking for directions, because men never ask for directions. They'll figure it out themselves, you know. But that's something that you can do. You also can, you know, and you don't have to manipulate. Also, make them stretch a little bit. You know, don't reject them and give them a little stretch for you. But I think the biggest thing is like not to play games. And I have a friend of mine. She goes, I have found my power. She goes, I'm not responding to him until he says, well, let's have coffee or let's have a glass of wine or let's have a drink.
Right.
And so he's done, hey, yo, what's up? She says, I'm still not responding. It's just, what's up?
You know, if they call me dude, you know, if they go, hey, dude, then you know. That's not the man.
You're like,
hey, yo,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly. Yeah, but she's found her power. And, you know, we as women, I think it's important to not be desperate. And so what if that guy's not into you? There is another guy that is. And that's just one more no to get you closer to your yes guy, right? You know? And I have another friend, she just texted me this one. She said, you know, I asked the guy, and I'm okay with this, okay? But some people are not. And if you're not ready to sleep with someone, you need more time. She's like that. She says, I just need a little more time. And okay, you and I talked about that about a week ago. it's okay to wait. And so what she did is she told him, she goes, I just need a little more time before I, you know, can you give me a little more time before I become intimate with you? I just need to get to know you better. And that would be great if you could give me more time. And he says, not a problem. And because she explained the situation to him via text, okay, and I'm not crazy about text, but she got he got to help her, and he got and she goes, I'm super shy. And he goes, not a problem. And she is super shy. And so that was something that made him feel like a big, strong guy, you know, because we always want a big, strong guy to be integrity and to love us and to have emotional integrity. And so that was something that she did, you know, which accomplished a couple of things. First of all, that she wasn't rejecting him. Second of all, needed more time, his help. And third, you know, third of all, it made him have to reach for her a little bit, you know what I mean? You know, and not chase her so much, but, you know, she put something, I need a little bit more time. So therefore, she didn't seem desperate, and she wasn't, like, making herself unavailable. She's just saying, I need more time. So those attraction factors right there really worked in that situation with one text. And, you know, and I think that's good. So the other thing I like, too, and this is a good one, I'm going to tell you, if you're having a fight with your boyfriend, I've decided to forgive you, and I will take the text now. See, that kind of thing.
Say what? Wait a minute. Back that up. I missed what you said.
Okay. This is one that works. Okay. You and your new guy, or you and your guy are fighting, or you want your guy, you can do things with humor. I think humor is a great way to get things across. So this is one that I've used, and she goes, I've sent this myself, and I've taught this to other people. I have decided to forgive you, and I will take your text now.
That is so funny. I love that. That is so funny. I love
that. I'll take your text now. Yeah. Well, she did it. You got to carry it off the paper, so you got to be really confident. She did it because the guy wasn't texting her. Anyway, he did that, and he texted her, okay, and they got together.
Yeah. He probably went, LOL. That's what people do, LOL. Wow.
Anyway, so long story short, they were out, you know, they started dating. He goes, and his reaction when she sent that, he says, I thought you were hysterical. That was so funny. He goes, I'd forgotten about you. I've decided to forgive you. I'll take your
text
now.
So. Your text now. That is so funny. I love that. That is hilarious.
That's
and I don't know why this popped into my head, the LOL thing, though, and I don't know why I think this is so funny in a horribly awful way, but I was reading about this woman she was just learning all the, you know, I won't say acronyms, but it's not an acronym, but, you know, this letter symbols for all these things that people use on text messages. And she thought LOL meant lots of love. And she was she was sending a message over Facebook to tell one of her cousins that their other cousin had died. And she's like, you know, Nancy died, LOL. It was that, LOL. And she said,
funny.
Do you think I should call him and apologize? That's totally off the subject, but I don't know why it reminded me of that.
No.
Funny.
That,
I wish
you got there, Chris. Yeah, no, I think it's funny because there's that, remember that the phone autocorrect? There's a site that has autocorrect. It's funny, you know, autocorrect or something, and it gives funny
damn you, autocorrect.com.
Like
oh, my gosh, yes. Those are hilarious. My daughter turned me on to that site. And whenever you're depressed, just go on to damnyouautocorrect.com, and you'll be laughing until tears roll down your face, literally, and it will put you in a good mood.
Yeah, it's funny. So, yeah, there's a lot of tech. I mean, you know, which one do you use, Di? I mean, a really successful one, you know? So I don't think
I've had any successful ones.
Okay.
I don't know. I hate texting, you know. I hate texting.
I think it's
so
a form of information, not communication, but I get you. So,
right,
you know,
and I can't remember a guy who I, you know, I mean, we're obviously talking about when you're trying to meet someone and trying to get their attention. I don't think I texted when I was meeting somebody. I insisted on talking to them over the phone. I mean, I was like, here's my number. You can call me if you want to or whatever. And they had the call. I wouldn't text back. Because I just think that's so, not only is it impersonal, but especially if it's an online dating thing and you haven't met them yet, I wanted to talk to them over the phone first because I might realize that I didn't even want to meet them after talking to them on the phone. So I insisted on having phone conversations. So I would basically refuse to text. But I guess this is kind of like, okay, if you've already met this guy and he's kind of into you, but, you know, you don't know how much, then sending him a flirty text, I just, you know, I think maybe when you send someone a text that just says, oh, you know, I just thought of that funny thing you said the other night, or I think you're incredible how you did this. And if you kind of compliment them on something, that kind of draws those people in, you know. And if it's
that's
not
true.
Too sappy, like, oh, my God, I just, you know, adore you, and that's
this
the kind of man
sexy.
I always wanted. I mean, I don't want to turn it on too much, but, yeah, if you just compliment them, I think it's a good icebreaker usually.
I think that's great, too, as well. Now, I have another one that's really worked. I have a friend of mine. She listens. She's been on the show as a guest. Her name's Sue Wilcox, and she sent me a picture of this, so I'll put it on Facebook. You guys can use it. Thank you, Sue, by the way. But have you ever had a guy, I want a woman that can be real good in jeans and in heels, too? My God.
Oh, I know. They all say that. It's like, I want my mother,
right.
But a slut. A slutty mommy figure
like...
who can cook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly. So Sue sent me this picture of a pair of tennis shoes with a pair of heels in the tennis shoes. You could see the red heels and the tennis shoes, the outline of the tennis shoes. So I have a friend of mine that sent that out, you know, to her new guy, and he loved it. Okay, do you understand? She goes, I can do both. Mm-hmm. I can be he goes, which ones are you wearing for me tonight? So she said, I'm going to be wearing the heels. And then she put this old sweatband, picture of an old sweatband that Sue actually sent me. And so she did a lot of stuff with humor, but it got him laughing. You know, like
mm-hmm.
the sweatband that
mm-hmm.
you wear to work out in and the red heels.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. She wore that, you know, or sent that picture of that to him. And he's, you know, he loved it. So he's a real gym rat. And she is cute. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I know her because she's a runner. But he sent her a picture of his new shoes, and she sent her a picture. He sent him a picture of some thigh-high boots. He goes, these are my running shoes. He goes, oh, great. He goes, club jogging, jog on over, you know. So you can do a lot of humor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you
got to be quick. You can. Then that requires you not to be desperate, you know what I mean? So and to be on your toes and to be thinking and those kind of things. So. I'm going to post that picture there for people to use it if they like. That way you can show that you're a jeans lady or girl, and also a nice heels and sexy pumps. What we used to call those, Di? You remember? DFMs? So,
yeah,
anyway,
stilettos is what they like. They like stilettos.
Yeah. Yes, they do, don't they?
I would tell you another word, but I don't want to cuss on the air. But you know, the F me shoes.
Yeah, the F me, the CFM, the F me shoes, the common F me shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can
have sneakers and that together. Yeah, so those mm-hmm. are kind of fun. If you can make some humorous texts, those are good. Don't do it by yourself, ladies. If you have a question, always ask your friend. She'll give you the right, you know, help you.
Right.
So
or watch that movie.
watch that movie. It's not that into me. So. Anyway, so that's something that you can do. And remember, don't be desperate. And always, I tell you something, I always think an angel, whether you're wearing CFMs or sneakers or whatever you're doing, or I've decided to forgive you, I'll take your text now.
I think that is so funny. I love that. Mm-hmm.
And damn, what is it, damnyouautocorrect.com. Yeah, that, check that one out. Okay, so that'll stick in
yes.
to really get some good text out. But just follow that and look at that and ask Archangel Shamuel, really, to come from a place of desire rather than need. I mean, if that dude does not call you, man, just forget about it. Move on. It has my grandmother's
mm-hmm.
philosophy. Some do, some don't. So what next? And she's a really
mm-hmm.
happy lady, okay? And she also said when one bus leaves the depot, there's always another one to come in. And Di and I wanted to do something fun tonight for you guys so you could, because I think texting... you know, saying the right text or is this going to get him to call me? Maybe instead of saying, you know what, if he's the right one, this text will work.
It really will.
Right.
Okay. But you,
right.
If I would respond
him to call
if it's
you.
Something, yeah, and if it's something that you would respond to, if you got from someone that would just make you laugh, then he will respond. Unless he's totally turned off, and then he won't respond, and then you know it's just don't even send this guy another text. Just move on.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? They're mm-hmm. One more no mm-hmm. is a closer to your yes, guys. So that's what you
mm-hmm.
got to do. And you'll have to call three, I'm dying, or die, I'm dying, right? Well, Di and I have both been
mm-hmm.
dying, and there's a lot of stories about mm-hmm. that we can tell you because you and I have known each other for years.
Yeah.
But, guys, I'm going to tell you something. When the right one comes along, and that means you being right with yourself first, really. Okay, so we've given
right.
you some great text, some great attraction factors, and some people that are actually doing it and using it. Use it for yourself. And I promise you won't be disappointed. Go like our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and I'll put the picture of the shoes and the heels on there.
Yeah,
check
do that.
Out. Yeah, wouldn't it be fun, right? You can do that. So
mm-hmm.
you're starting the dating game again. It's a great way to start. And also YouTube, Angel Coaches YouTube. Yeah, we've got our own channel now, so go check it out because I put a video, maybe one or two on there. I'll do more. And like us, as I said, on Facebook. And we, Di and I, talk to get our angels, and we put prayers in there to help you with relationships in all aspects of it, in prosperity, in your career, your job, your relationship, or whatever, health. But get a book. You mean there's a law that says he's attracted to me, because it has a lot of information there and a lot of references there, so that will benefit you on a daily basis. And you can get it on Amazon, you know, Tori Abbott or Diane Boutique, and or you can put the name in or go to angelcoaches.org. It's there. And our next show mm-hmm. is Tuesday night at 8:30. And Di, you have been tremendously funny. When you were in the kind of mood that you're in, you were just funny. Thank you tonight. She's been a lot of fun to work with. Anyway,
you're always fun, Tori.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I try. You are too, as well. Okay, I love the sarcasm. All right, you guys, take care. Have a great now, and we will see you on Tuesday night at 8:30. Bye, everybody. Di, I'm gonna call you right back.